Good morning. We don't want to run out of time, so do y'all want to make it back to your seats? I'm going to ask, if you're under 30, you can do this. If you're over 30, you don't have to do it, but you can try. Okay, so I wanted to include Tyler, because he might, okay, yeah, okay. All right, because he's always fun. All right, so good morning. Let's all... I'm going to have you take a deep breath, and it's a little tricky with your mask on, but take a deep breath, and then when you have your breath held, I'm going to tell you to do something else. Okay, ready, everybody? Guys, you ready? All right, here we go. You at home ready? Take a deep breath. Okay, now that you took a deep breath, take another deep breath. Ugh, let it out. Ay, yay, yay. That was kind of tricky, huh? Which one was harder, the first breath or the second breath? The second one, huh. Yeah, because you had air in your lungs, and then you didn't let it out like we normally do, and then you had to take in more air, and that was tricky. Well, in order for us to make something, you know, make room for something, we have to let go of something else. And it's like that with God. We have to let go of some things in our lives to make room for his help. In the book of Mark, in the Bible, Jesus tells us, for God, all things are possible. So in order to receive God's help, we have to let go of something like that first breath so we have room for that second breath. And what Jesus means by for God, all things are possible, it's that we are not expected to do hard things on our own. We have to trust Jesus and we have to ask God for help. And then when we ask God for help, we can do the things that Jesus did, like love and share and forgive. Okay, let's pray. And you can repeat after me today. Let's close our eyes and bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who shows us how to receive more of your gifts by sharing the gifts you have already given us. Amen. All right, let's go down for children's church.